મજૂર વર્ગ બહુ છે તો મને એક ગીતની ફરમાઈશ કરી હતી અને ત્યાં કઈ થાકીને લોકો સાંજે મોજું કરતા હોય ત્યારે કઈક આવું ગાય.
રામ ચાહે લીલા ચાહે લીલા ચાહે રામ ઇન દોનો કે લવ મે દુનિયા કા ક્યા કામ. રામ ચાહે લીલા ચાહે લીલા ચાહે રામ ઇન દોનો કે લવ મે દુનિયા કા ક્યા કામ. ઇનકા તો ફંડા હૈ સિમ્પલ સા યાર ગોલી મારો તો પંગા આંખ મારો તો પ્યાર. રામ ચાહે લીલા ચાહે લીલા ચાહે રામ ઇન દોનો કે લવ મે દુનિયા કા ક્યા કામ.
Sawal kiye ja, I'm your host Vidya and I'm so late and I apologize for that. Had a family emergency and got to the show a little bit late. I know we have a lot of loyal listeners who are waiting and waiting. But for them, I have a real big special today because if you remember from last time, we were planning to have a fourth grader show. But we decided, hey, it's Diwali, so we should have a Diwali show instead. And so today we are doing an absolutely, completely listener special, Diwali special. So if you know something about Diwali, wonderful. This is your opportunity to call in and get prizes for the questions that we'll be asking later. But if you don't know about Diwali, this is a great show for you to listen to because there's going to be so much information that I'm going to be giving out on Diwali. It is one of the most fun festivals that we Indians have. And so we'll be talking a little bit about Diwali and a little bit about how it's celebrated. And we'll be weaving the questions in throughout our conversations about Diwali. It's just me and Michael in the studio today. And I'm going to be asking Michael a little bit about how he celebrates Diwali. So, all right. So let's start with the name. Now we say Diwali And that's the common name for the festival. The traditional name is Deepavali. And if you see, a lot of people will be wishing each other Shubh Deepavali or Happy Deepavali. And Deepavali literally means a row of lamps. This is because households light a row of lamps in front of the houses on this day. So one of the explanations given for why we light lamps on Diwali is that Diwali falls on a new moon day. The most important day of Diwali falls on a new moon day. So according to legend, Lord Rama came home from his victory on a new moon night, and all the inhabitants of Ayodhya lit lamps to help him find his way home and, of course, to celebrate. Isn't that wonderful? That was a sort of a guiding beacon, because remember, this was before the days of electric neon lamps, road lights, and all the inhabitants, all the people of Ayodhya welcomed him back with rows of lamps. All right, so that leads us to our first listener question. I know everybody's been waiting. Let me give out the phone number, 510-770-1550. We'll start off with a very simple Diwali question. So, many areas of India celebrate Diwali as the victory of Rama over this king of Sri Lanka, this king. So, tell me who the king was who Rama defeated, and the reason for which we celebrate Diwali. 510-770-1550. And we have our first listener calling in. Let's go. Hi, you're here.
Hello, my name is Kirtana and the answer is Ravana.
Kirtana says Ravana. All right, so let's go to our next caller. Thank you, Kirtana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and I think the answer is Ravan.
Thank you, Gaurav. Let's go to our next caller. Gaurav sounded like he was running from somewhere to get to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Isha and the answer is Ravan.
Thank you, Isha. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is Ravan.
Thank you, Madhav. Let's go to our next caller.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. Yes, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, my name is Sarav. Hello, my name is Sarav. And the answer is Ramata. Ravana.
Ravana, that's right. So, kiddos who didn't know, now you know. Rama defeated Ravana and it was a very famous battle and it was a very famous story. So, if you don't know the story of Ravana, this is the moment to ask your parents what the story was. All right, we still have five more callers, so let's give them an opportunity as well. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni and my answer is King Ravan.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nimisha and the answer is Ravan.
Is that Anish or Anisha?
Nimisha.
Yes, Minisha. Got it.
No, Nimisha.
Nimisha. Oh, my goodness. So many pretty names. Nimisha. Thank you, Nimisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Aditya,
thank you. And your voice was a little faint there, but let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Harnoor and the answer is Robin.
Tell me your name again.
Harnoor.
Got it. Let me see. I think one more caller for this particular question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, hi. How are you doing?
Hello. Go ahead. What's your name?
Yeah. Actually, main koi aapko ye answer nahi dena chahta, lekin ye kehna chahta hu, Ravana. What does that mean, by Ravana? Okay. Ravana to koi nahi hai. Kisi granth bhi nahi likha. Sirf Ravan hai. So, आपको कम से कम भी रावणा नहीं कहना चाहिए, दुनिया कहती है इस सेपरेट इशू.
You know, it's pronounced different ways in different parts of the country, and yes, Ravan is the.
This is Ravan. अब हम रामा भी कहते हैं, रामा तो जब कोई गाना गाता है, जो उसका भजन बजाता है, इसमें रामा आ जाता है, लेकिन राम है.
Let me give you a quick explanation for that. I'm going to go on to the next call quickly, but let me give you an explanation. Maybe you can take it off the air. The reason we sometimes say Ravana or Rama is that in Sanskrit, unless you put a full stop at the end, it's sort of a something that closes out the vowel sound, the way you pronounce it in Sanskrit is Rama, Ravan. So when we convert it into English, sometimes it becomes Ravana. The closed out sound, which is Ravan, complete full stop actually is not there in Sanskrit. In Sanskrit, you have to specify it as Rav, you know, specify it with, like, that it's a half sound to be able to say Ravan. Otherwise, it is Ravana, Rama, which is why we add that A at the end. All right, we'll take our last question and then we have to, last listener, and then we have to go on a break. Hi, you're on the air.
Specify it as Rav.
Hi, my name is Rubina, and I think the answer is Ravan.
And that's Rubina?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Rubina. And Rubina was our last caller. Let's take a break. When we come back, little more about Ravana or Ravan. When and more questions. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja.
If you've been looking for a preschool for your child, look no further. Safari Kid offers an amazing preschool program with a customized curriculum. Not only does Safari Kid provide the best...
Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. We're keeping the break short today because I have a lot to say about Diwali, and it's such an interesting festival. If you're not someone who knows a lot about Diwali, it's in Diwali in India is sort of the equivalent of Christmas in the US. Everybody celebrates it. So the customs, even though they are actually quite different from state to state in the country, have become sort of unified around eating sweets, playing cards, wearing new clothes, and bursting firecrackers. So that's sort of a common theme around everywhere, even though as we learn, as we go along in today's show, you'll see that actually different places celebrate Diwali in quite different ways. So first, let's look at who won our listener challenge question number one from all the correct answers. Of course, it was Ravan or Ravana, as someone pointed out. The winner was Nimisha. Nimisha, I think we got your name right. It's Nimisha. And you need to write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And give me your name, your address, the question and the answer so we can get your prize to you. And interestingly, we think of Ravan as the very, very, an evil guy, right? It's sort of Diwali is the victory of, say, good over evil. But did you know that he was actually a very talented, capable person? He was a big follower of the god Shiva. He was a great scholar. He used to play the Veena. He was an expert at the Veena. So what happened, I wonder? You know, what happened to make him commit such a big mistake that caused eventually his downfall? So there are many theories to that. And one of them is that the war had to happen. So the gods caused a lapse in his judgment. Think about this. He was a really capable ruler, administratively capable, considered to be a very, very committed to doing good stuff. He used to pray to the gods. He did everything right. And then he did this big mistake in going after another man's wife, which is Rama's wife, and which led to the war and which led to his death. So some people believe that, you know, it was just a cosmic misjudgment. You know, it was like put into his brain that he needed to do this one wrong thing so that they could have the war. So who knows? Maybe that's the thing. But his 10 heads, you know, he's considered to have 10 heads. But really, I mean, you can't imagine a man with 10 heads. I think what they represented was the 10 facets of his personality, the 10 ways in which he was gifted. So that's really interesting about Ravana. And that was the answer to our first question. And our winner, of course, was Nimisha. Congratulations. So let's move on a little bit. Now, the victory of Ram over Ravana or Rama over Ravana is only one of the reasons for celebrating Diwali. In South India, where I come from, that's not why we celebrate Diwali, even though now I guess everybody sort of has joined the bandwagon and done the same thing. In East India, for instance, people perform Kali Puja. Now, Kali is the goddess of destruction, and she is one of the aspects of Shiva's wife, Parvati. Parvati or Uma is considered to be one of the most dutiful wives in Hindu epics, but when she gets mad, boy, she can get really mad. So as I said earlier, in South India, we celebrate another Hindu god, Lord Krishna, and his victory over another demon. So which brings us to my second listener question. Who did Krishna defeat? I mean, he's defeated many people, but whose defeat do we celebrate on Diwali? Do South Indians celebrate on Diwali? So who's the big demon that Krishna defeated? That is a reason for celebrating Diwali in some other parts of the country. So our call-in number is 510-770-1550. And I think we already have a caller on the line. So let's go to them. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kirtana and the answer is Kamsa.
Kirtana thinks the answer is Kamsa. Now, as I said before, Krishna defeated many, many, many demons and other creatures during the course of his life. But this particular demon, the victory over this particular demon is why South Indians celebrate Diwali. So you have to give me very specifically that name of that demon, not any demon that Krishna slew, because there were many, many such characters. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, my name is Krish and the answer is Kans.
Krish says Kans. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Krita and did Krishna kill Narakasura?
Is that Krita?
Yes.
All right, lovely name. Thank you for calling, new caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is Isha and the answer is Narakasura.
Thank you, Isha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni and the answer is Kansa.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Nagasura.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shreya, and the answer is Namakasura.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. My name is Trisha, and the answer is Nagasura.
Is that Prisha or Trisha with a T?
A P.
P as in parachute?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Prisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nimisha, and the answer is Kans.
Thank you, Nimisha, and congrats on the winning for the last call. And let's go to our last caller for this question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arnav, and I think that is Narakasura.
What's your name again?
Arnav.
Thank you, Arnav. And Arnav was our last caller. We'll talk a little more about this question and its answer when we come back from a break. Jieja, Sawal, Kieja.
Program for your child where they can get homework help or extra challenges in math and science, Safari Kid offers a...
Jieja, Sawal, Kieja. This is your host, Vidya. I'm here in the studio with Michael, and today we're doing a complete listener special on Diwali because it's such a fun holiday and there are so many stories and traditions associated with this lovely festival. Well, tomorrow is Diwali, technically, but today is the Diwali in the studio because I'm here in the studio today. And hopefully everybody who's listening to the show is learning a little bit about Diwali. So one of the things we learned with our first question was that one of the big reasons for celebrating Diwali is the victory of Rama over Ravana. And that was our first question. Our second one was that many people in South India celebrate Diwali for a very different reason. This time it's a victory of Krishna over the demon Narakasura. So everybody who said Narakasura was entered in our raffle to win. And the winner of our second listener question was Pooja. Congratulations, Pooja. Write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com with your name, your address, the question and the answer. Very good. So Narakasura, interesting story. Narakasura was the son of the earth goddess Bhumi and Vishnu in his boar avatar. You know, Vishnu had 10 avatars. And boar, Matsya Kurma Varaha, was the third avatar. There you go, his third avatar. So literally, he was a son of a god. So what happened? How did he become a demon? Well, turns out that when Narakasura was actually a very successful king, he established a big kingdom, became very powerful, and then the power went to his head. And then he started behaving very, very badly. He started ill-treating a lot of people, especially ill-treating women. And he earned the anger of Krishna's wife, who told him to go and finish off this demon. So that is the backstory for our second question. All right. So moving on to more traditions relating to Diwali. Okay. The day after Diwali is also the new year for many Hindus, especially in northern India. That's when traders and businessmen open new account books. So the common greeting for Diwali is Shubh Deepavali, which means an auspicious, have an auspicious Diwali or have a fortunate Diwali, because we are wishing people good fortune in their new ventures, in their new businesses. Which brings us to our third listener question. Here's our third listener question. Who is the goddess of wealth and prosperity that Hindus pray to for good fortune in the new year? Who is the goddess of wealth and prosperity that Hindus pray to for good fortune in the new year? Call in number 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Michael, do we already have a call?
Yes, we do.
All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kirtana, and the answer is Lakshmi.
Kirtana, you have actually been the first caller for all three of our listener questions. I hope you turn out a little bit lucky. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and I think the answer is Lakshmi ji.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Krita, and I think the answer is Lakshmi.
Thank you, Krita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krish, and the answer is Lakshmi.
Thank you, Krish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Adit, and the answer is Lakshmi.
Hang on, what's your name again?
Adit.
Adit?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Adit. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and the answer is Goddess Lakshmi.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is Goddess Lakshmi.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Nishi, and the answer is Goddess Lakshmi.
Is that Niti?
Nishi.
Nishi.
With an N.
Nishi. Nishi?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arnav, and the answer is Lakshmi.
Thank you, Arnav. And our last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nimisha, and the answer is Lakshmi G.
Thank you, Nimisha. And Nimisha was our last caller. We're going to take a break. When we come back, let's see who won this question and also more facts about Diwali. You're listening to Safari Quiz's Listener Special about Diwali. Jija Sawal.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jija Sawal Kija. This is your host Vidya with Michael in the studio today, and this is the Safari Quiz Show, and we're doing a Diwali special today that's just for you guys, listeners. And we've already had three questions so far while we talked a little bit about the legends and traditions of Diwali. And the last question was, which is the goddess of prosperity and wealth that a lot of Hindus pray to around Diwali, especially around the day after Diwali, which is New Year, to get good luck. And the answer, of course, was Goddess Lakshmi. And the winner of that listener question was Krish. Congratulations, Krish. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And give me your name, your address, your question, and your answer, and we'll get your prize to you as soon as we can. So did you know that Goddess Lakshmi actually came out of the sea? There is a very interesting legend behind it. Once upon a time, and I love stories that begin once upon a time, the good guys, the devas, and the bad guys, the asuras, both wanted immortality. So they decided to churn the ocean of milk. There was this big ocean of milk called the Kshir Sagar, and they both started churning it because they thought that if they churned it, you know what churning is? You know, you put a stick in the middle and then you move your hands back and forth. That's how you make butter out of milk. So they were churning the ocean of milk and hoping that the nectar of immortality would come out of the ocean. Many things came out of the ocean before the nectar of immortality. And one of them was the goddess Lakshmi. In fact, the last thing to come out was the nectar of immortality. So, of course, she is considered very lucky. And people pray to her when they want good luck, good fortune. She's also considered to be very beautiful. And she is believed to have come with Rama and Krishna when they took human form and appeared on the earth. She came with them. So in Rama's case, Sita is considered to be an avatar of Lakshmi. And in Krishna's case, some people say Radha, some people say Rukmini was an avatar of Lakshmi. Okay, now moving on to a little bit about the traditions of Diwali. Now, I come from South India. And one of the reasons Diwali is really popular with kids is that it's a day to get new clothes. When I was growing up, my parents did not have a lot of money. So I knew that on Diwali day, I was guaranteed to get new clothes. Of course, I had to pay a price for that, which is wake up really early in the morning. And this is what happens in South India. We wake up really early in the morning, usually before sunrise. And remember, it's November. In South India, it's okay, it's warm. But I lived in the north where it was freezing cold. So I had to wake up in the freezing cold and have a bath from head to toe, an oil bath for my hair and a full-scale bath top head to toe for the rest of us, because you have to be clean before you can do anything on Diwali. So we'd get up early in the morning before sunrise, bathe from top to bottom, and then do puja before we could dig into the delicious sweets. And here's the real torture. The sweets would be made a day ahead of time, sometimes even 2 days ahead of time, but you couldn't eat it till it was first offered to the gods. So there'd be these delicious smells wafting around the house for 2-3 days before Diwali, but you could not eat any of it. First the god had to be fed, then you could eat. But even before we ate all those yummy things, we would clean and decorate the space outside our front door and the puja room with designs drawn from rice flour paste. So you'd wet the rice flour with some water and then draw designs, and when it dried, you'd have these lovely white designs on the floor. In the North India, you do the same designs with colored powder or white powder or rice powder. So here's my next listener question. What is the name for these lovely designs we draw to decorate the house? And you can give me the Hindi name, which is the most common name, which I guess even if you're from the South, you probably know. But if you have a special name in South India for those lovely designs we draw on the floor to decorate our house, you can share that with me too. 510-770-1550. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arav, and the answer is Rangoli.
And what's your name? Is it Arav or Arnav?
Alok.
Alok. Alok. Oh, wow. Thank you, Alok.
Only.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is Rangoli.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Soham and the answer is Rangoli.
Thank you, Soham. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and I think the answer is Rangoli.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Kripa and the answer is Rangoli.
Tell me your name again.
Kripa.
Kripa?
K-R-I-P-A.
Kripa. Lovely name. Kripa means kindness, I think, right? Mercy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Vibha and I think the answer is Rangoli.
Vibha, we have a lot of new callers today. Wonderful. And guess what? We're going to do more than 10 calls, because when we went on break, we had a lot of calls on the line with people still wanting to answer. So I'm going to do 15 questions this time. How about that? 15 listeners this time. All right. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. You're on the air now.
My name is Yash and the answer is Rangoli.
Yash. Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kirtana, and the answer is Rangoli or Kolam.
Or Kolam. Kolam is a South Indian word. That's Kirtana. Thank you, Kirtana. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? I think we lost them. Okay, so with that, we'll take a break and come back and talk a little bit about this tradition as well. This is the Safari Quiz Show. You're listening. Oh, we have another caller. Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi. I think there were people who gave up. Do try again. As I said, if you get more calls, we'll just take more calls as we go today, because we realize that a lot of people have something to share about Diwali and it's a wonderful tradition. Michael, shall we take that call? Yeah, let's do it. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanmay and the answer is Rangoli.
And Tanmay is your name?
Yes.
Lovely name again. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Prisha and I think the answer is Rangoli.
Thank you, Prisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Sunny and my answer is Rangoli.
Tell me your name again.
Sunny.
Sunny?
T-A-N-A-Y.
Tanay.
Yes.
We had Tanay and Tanmay. Lovely. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is
Hello? Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. What's your name?
My name is Amar and name is Rangoli.
And what's your name again, Amar?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Amar. Amar, I have to take the last call, Michael, because we still have a few things to talk about Diwali. We'll take a break when we come back. More about Diwali. You're listening to Safari Quizzes Listener Special, Diwali Special. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja.
If you've been looking for a preschool for your child, look.
Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. This is your host Vidya here with Michael in the studios of Radio Zindagi and talking about Diwali today and doing a complete listener special. So it's just you, me and Michael today. Okay, so we learned a few things about Diwali. One is that many people celebrated because of the victory of Rama over Ravana, and that South Indians celebrated for the victory of Krishna over Narakasura, and then we decorate our houses with Rangoli, and on the day after Diwali, which is the day of the first moon, that is the day after the new moon, many people celebrate it as New Year, and we worship Goddess Lakshmi because she is supposed to bring us luck, good fortune and wealth. Okay, so do you know why firecrackers are burst during Diwali? Why do we do that? My guess is that the loud noises are symbolic of the fights that killed Ravana or Narakasura, depending on where you're from. Which leads me to wonder, did they have like guns in the ancient age or missiles? I mean, they had the Pushpak Viman, which is a flying chariot. So if they had figured out the science of flight, why not the science of gunpowder, right? So before I go on to my next question, do you know that Diwali is celebrated in many countries in the world? Of course, it's celebrated by the Indians who are in many countries in the world as well. But in some countries, it's become a national festival. And one of those countries is Malaysia. In Malaysia, Diwali is actually a public holiday. And it's called Hari Diwali. Isn't that interesting? Diwali is also celebrated in Nepal, but in a slightly different way. In Nepal, on the first day, crows are given offerings because they are considered to be divine messengers. On the second day, dogs are given food because they are considered to be honest animals. On the third day, you do the Lakshmi Puja, very similar to places around India. And then the next day is, the fourth day is the New Year. And on the fifth day of Diwali, brothers and sisters exchange gifts. So it's celebrated in a very different way. In Orissa, but what I've heard is that in Orissa, or Odisha as it's called now, Michael's giving me a signal the time is running out. But I'll give you a little bit of a tidbit about it. It celebrates the ancestors who have passed away. So people celebrated it for many different reasons in many different cultures. And Michael, I believe Diwali celebrated in Fiji as well.
Of course it is. In fact, we grew up celebrating all three major festivals, Christmas, Ramadan, as well as Diwali. And in Fiji, Diwali is also a public holiday. Diwali and Ramadan are also public holidays.
Yes. And that's amazing. And in fact, some Fijians, I believe, say that Diwali celebrated on a more lavish scale in Fiji than it's probably done in India.
Well,
it's a big celebration.
It's a big celebration. May not be on the scale that it's done in India, but you know, everybody participates. And that's the great thing about it, okay?
Yeah.
Be it Christian, be it Muslims, be it anybody.
Exactly.
Okay? Everybody participates in that.
Isn't that wonderful?
Exactly.
It's become an international, interracial, interreligious holiday,
mm-hmm.
which is wonderful. And that's why it reminds me a little more about Christmas, because Christmas also everybody celebrates. I mean, I celebrate Christmas. So it's wonderful that Diwali is celebrated in the same way. Okay, so we have time for just one more question, and I wanted to quickly talk about the last aspect of Diwali, which is Diwali is also a kind of harvest festival. So my question is, what is the staple grain of India that's harvested around Diwali? What is the staple grain of India that's harvested around Diwali? And my the call-in number is 510-770-1550. And let's go to our first call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
My name is Yash and the answer is wheat.
The answer, Yash says wheat. Okay. Oh, did we announce the winner of the last question? I don't think we did.
No.
Okay. Let's announce the winner of the last listener question and the winner of the question, which was Rangoli. The answer to which was Rangoli or Kolam, was Kirtana. Yay! Kirtana, congratulations. Write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com with your name, address, question and answer. Okay, so back to our current question, which is, what is the staple which is harvested around Diwali time? Staple grain. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and I think the answer is wheat.
Gaurav says wheat. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, this is Alok and I think the answer is rice.
Alok says rice. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi.
Hi, my name is Tanishka and I think the answer is wheat.
Tanishka says wheat. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shreya and the answer is rice.
Thank you, Shreya. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name?
My name is Lita and it's rice.
Oh, what's so sweet. What's your name again? I didn't get it.
Liti. A-R-I-T-I.
Ariti. Okay, thank you, Ariti.
Smriti.
Smriti. Smriti.
Smriti.
Spell it again.
K-O-R-I-T-I.
Kriti. Thank you, Kriti. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name's Avnur and the answer is rice.
Avnur says rice. Thank you, Avnur. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Vibha.
Yes, Vibha.
And the answer is wheat.
Vibha says wheat. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Prisha, and I think the answer is wheat.
Prisha says wheat. I have how many? 4 minutes? Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Jutri, and my answer is wheat.
Okay, you need to tell me your name again. That sounded very interesting. What's your spell it again for me quickly?
Ruthvi?
Yeah. And your answer is?
Wheat.
Wheat. Okay, Ruthvi says wheat. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is rice.
Thank you, Akansha, and we have time for one more caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam, and the answer is rice.
Thank you, Shivam. Shivam was our last caller for this particular round. We're going to take a quick break. When we're back, the winners, and I'll repeat all the winners, the earlier winners as well. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja.
Looking for an after-school program for your child where they can get homework help or extra challenges in math and science? Safari Kid offers a customized program with weekly extracurricular activities such as science lab, computers, chess, Hindi, Spanish class, and creative writing. We also train your child for the GATE and STAR tests. With pickup and drop-off facilities available and 15 locations here in the Bay Area, finding the right program for your child has never been easier. Go to safarikidca.com to learn more.
O frontier pe tere aaya hai jawan, durbeen se taake wo apna nishan. O frontier pe tere aaya hai jawan, दूरबीन से ताके वो अपना निशान. ओ तैयब टेल मी हाउ हाउ. तैयब टेल मी हाउ हाउ.
Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. This is your host Vidya with a Diwali listener special for the Safari Quiz Show. And as usual, we always have more questions than we have time. We're running out of time. So I'm going to quickly announce who was the winner. What was the answer first of the last listener question, which is, what is the staple that is harvested around Diwali time for which Diwali is considered a harvest festival? And that staple is rice, not wheat. Wheat in India is typically sown at this time and harvested sometime in spring. Rice, in fact, is harvested sometimes two crops. You have a summer crop and a winter crop. And this is the summer crop that is harvested around fall. The winner of that listener question is Shivam. Congratulations. Write to me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com with your name, address, question and answer. And with that, we have to sadly say bye-bye and come to the end of this very special Diwali listener show. I hope you learned a little bit and had a lot of fun doing it. This is your host Vidya with my producer in the studio, Michael, saying, Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja.